Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter 18, text number 21. Pritak venati ajnanam nana bhavam pritak vidan deiti sarveshu bhuteshu tajnanam vidhi rajasam Pritakvena tiyajjnanam nana bhavam pritakvidan veti sarveshu bhuteshu tajjnanam vidhi rajasam. Nana bhavam pritak vidan veti sarveshu bhuteshu tadyanam vidhi rajasam. Ladies. Pritak vena tiyajnanam nana bhavam pritak vidan veti sarveshu bhuteshu tajnanam vidhi rajasam. Pritakvena, because of division. To, but, yat, which, jnanam, knowledge, nana bhavam, multifarious situations. Pritak vidan. Different. Veti knows. Sarveshu in all. Bhuteshu living entities. Tat that. Jnanam knowledge. Vidhi must be known. Rajasam in terms of passion. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. That knowledge by which one sees that in every different body there is a different type of living entity, you should understand to be in the mode of passion. Please repeat. That knowledge by which one sees that in every different body there is a different type of living entity, you should understand to be in the mode of passion. Purport. The concept of the material body is a living entity, and that with the destruction of the body, consciousness is also destroyed, is called knowledge in the mode of passion. According to that knowledge, bodies differ from one another because of the development of different types of consciousness. Otherwise, there is no separate soul which manifests consciousness. The body is itself the soul, and there is no separate soul beyond the body. According to such knowledge, consciousness is temporary, or else there are no individual souls, but there is an all-pervading soul which is full of knowledge. And this body is a manifestation of temporary ignorance. Or beyond this body, there is no special individual or supreme soul. All such conceptions are considered products in the mode of passion. Pritak vena tiyajnanam nana bhavam pritak vidan nana veti sarveshu bhuteshu tajnanam vidhi rajasam. That knowledge by which one sees that in every different body there is a different type of living entity, you should understand being the mode of passion. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Tanamane Namaste Sarasvatam Deve Gauravani Vracharane Nirvishesha Srinivadi Paskyatya Deva Sadharane. Krishna has manifested the material world as a playground for the soul, so he can imagine himself to be something that if he actually is not. And it's done so perfectly that in spite of the fact that we may even have some understanding or knowledge, we still can't avoid to be an illusion. Because Krishna's illusory energy is actually more powerful than we are. But more powerful than the illusory energy is Krishna. Therefore Krishna says, Daivyeshu gunamai mama maya dharatya mam eva ye prapajante mayam etam tarantite. This divine energy of mine, because the material nature is also divine, Srila Vyasadeva was meditating on Krishna and he saw bhakti yogena manasi samyak pranihite male apaishat purusham purnam maya chat tadapashraya. He saw the Supreme Personality of Godhead and there is no covering. Bhakti yogena manasi. When his mind was actually fixed in Krishna consciousness, he could actually see Krishna and everything else. But along with Krishna, he saw the illusory energy which was standing in back of Krishna. So the material nature is actually divine, but our desire, when we desire to be separated from Krishna, then that makes it seem to us that things are not divine. Instead, we see things not in relation to Krishna, and therefore we imagine many different things, which is mentioned here. One is that we think we're this body, and more deeper than that, we think we're the doer of the activities. It's one thing to think that you're the body. The other thing is to think that you're actually the one who should take the credit for what goes on, for what we're doing. Of course, we get the discredit when we desire to fulfill material desires. We get the discredit in the sense that we ourselves have to be subjected to the modes of nature, of which the mode of passion is one of them. If we don't choose Krishna, we don't choose the desire to serve Krishna under the directions of his representatives, then material nature will supply us with desires. And one of the desires is to see things separate from Krishna. Because after all, if we understood how everything is related to Krishna, it would be futile trying to steal from Krishna. Because we have no power. We're only 1/10,000th the size of Tip here in size. We can't do anything independently from Krishna. Since Krishna is the super soul in our heart, giving us remembrance, knowledge, and forgetfulness, we can't even think without Krishna helping us. We can't desire anything without Krishna supplying things to us. He even supplies the desires in the sense that we can only dovetail our desire either the material nature is supplying a desire or the spiritual nature is supplying a desire. Our desire is not even independent. Simply we have that little bit of a choice. Either we can desire Krishna or we don't desire Krishna. We desire the material energy. And part of that reward of desiring the material nature is that we see everything separate from Krishna. Only that way we can play around in this material world trying to enjoy. If we realize there were no men and women in this material world, there are only material bodies, and what are the bodies made out of? Earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, and false ego, put together in different forms that make it appear to be real. Therefore, we think one form is nice, another form is not so nice, but it's basically speaking the same material elements put together in different varieties of forms. But it's not really that much different. Even the material nature, although we may imagine that there's some past, there's some present, or there may be some future, even past, present, and future doesn't even exist in the material world. In the past, people were eating, they were sleeping, they were mating, they were defending. And guess what they're doing now? They're eating, they're sleeping, they're mating, defending. And in 500 trillion years from now, I can predict with complete accuracy what everyone's going to be doing. They're going to be eating, sleeping, mating, defending. Maybe what they're eating may be slightly different. How they're mating may be slightly different, although probably not. And how they're defending may be slightly different. But it's the same activities. Punak punas charvata charvanana. Similarly, in the material world, everything is basically quite simple. We like people who help us, and we dislike people who are obstacles for our eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. So if we're very much absorbed in eating, sleeping, mating, and defending, we'll have a lot of friends. We'll have a lot of enemies, too. And if we don't eat, we're not so much absorbed in eating, sleeping, mating, defending, separate from Krishna, then everyone will become our friend. At least we'll be friendly to everyone, although everyone may become not so friendly to us. People don't always like devotees because they point out the fact that they're living in illusion, and people didn't come here to find out they're living in illusion. They came here to be an illusion. If you tell people you're not their body, they'll become very disturbed because they're spending the whole time with their body, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 366 days a year, trying to serve their body, and you've just spoiled it for them. And even we ourselves, we realize we're not this body to some extent, but we ourselves don't take it so seriously either because we have material plans. And if we actually understood that we're not this body, it would spoil all our plans. In any case, we have to recognize Krishna is giving us some indication here that when we see anyone or anything outside of their relationship with Krishna, then we're called in Maya, in the modes of passion. And of course, ignorance, we don't even discriminate anymore. We don't see differentiation. Everything, we just see whether it's going to taste good or not. And whether it will feel, if we can go to sleep on it or not. We don't really care about so much other things. In any case, one has to be able to recognize what we're doing wrong so that we can understand what we should do is right. Because in this material world, it's not that we won't have friends and enemies. Even Prahlad Maharaj, such a great devotee, his father became an enemy. So what to speak of anyone else? We find that Dhruva Maharaj, his stepmother, became his enemy. So in this material world, we can't expect everyone's going to love our body the same way we love our body. But loving our body or hating our body is not us. Just like if you're driving down the street and someone says, oh, what a beautiful car. You may feel good. You don't become overwhelmed. If someone says, I don't like your car, what do you mean you don't like my car? Hum car. I am this car. No, actually, we're not the body, so some people may like our body for some reason. Some people may not like our body, but it's all mental concoction because our body and everyone else's body are just made of the same material elements, and ultimately, when we see things from the spiritual point of view, as Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, what does he say in the Bhagavad Gita? Sarvanindriya karmani. He says that too, but that's not what he says. See what he says that I wanted him to say. Sarvendriyani gunava sam sarvendriyar vivarditam aksitam sabhrichaiva guna nirgunam guna boktricha. Everywhere is his hand, sarvendriyani gunava sam. And everywhere is his hands and legs, his eyes and faces. And this way he exists everywhere, pervading everything. In this way the super soul exists. So we may think these are my hands. This is my head, this is my body, but actually it's Krishna's body. He's actually the one who's moving the material nature, telling the material nature what to do, and we're simply the passenger going along for the ride. So we may love our body, but that's simply because we love some manifestation of Krishna. we always love Krishna in some manifestation, although we think it's ourselves. But even if we go back to the spiritual world, sometimes the devotees are so much in love with Krishna, they think they become Krishna. So we've come so much in love with Krishna's energy, we think we've become his energy. So it's just a manifestation of our love. And we think everyone else has become their body also. So it's just some kind of play that's going on. It's a drama that's going on. And we take this body as a hero, but actually the body, from the absolute point of view, belongs to Krishna. So we're rooting for some form of Krishna or another. But better to root for the original form of Krishna, and that will please Krishna more than rooting for his illusory energy. Krishna has arranged his illusory energy in such a way is that when we see these differences, then they manifest themselves in the differences of happiness and distress and combinations of both. And when we see everything in relationship to Krishna, then there's only happiness. So if we see things properly, then we'll see the differences, because Krishna has varieties. He's manifested himself in a variety of forms in the material world. But within every form, we should understand that there's a soul, just like ourselves, struggling ultimately to become Krishna conscious, but because they don't know what actually their goal really is, therefore they're struggling the wrong way. Everyone is struggling for bliss, for knowledge of how to be blissful is forever. But because they've taken their deity as their material body, therefore it's a hopeless endeavor. But when they take Krishna as their worshipful deity, then they actually find out what the real form that they're trying to worship is, and therefore they actually get what they're looking for. So I'll stop there. Thank you. Any questions? Yes.
What do you mean by the desires are also not ours?
As the Prabhupada writes in the fifth chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, fifth chapter, 15th verse, desire is a subtle form of conditioning for the living entity. Yeah, and spiritual desires is applied to us by our association with our acharyas. The instructions coming from the previous acharyas are, when we remember them and serve them, then we dovetail our desires with their desires. So our desire is never independent. Either it's dovetailed with serving Krishna, or it's dovetailed with serving the illusory energy. In the spiritual world, we have our form and our spiritual mood, our spiritual desires, but still we don't act independently there either. It's not that Vrinda Devi, she has her reunion every day at Vrindakun, Purnamasi comes there, and everyone just decides that day to do their own thing. No, they decide what the parrots will tell the forest, how they should, what form they should manifest, what colors, what the prasadam will be, what the pastime will be. It's all planned out. And everyone else is a participant, including, in one sense, Radha and Krishna. So there's complete harmony. Of course, Vrinda Devi, Purnamasi, the other persons who are arranging, they know exactly what everyone's desires are, because they're omniscient. So they don't arrange it controlling everything. They arrange it assimilating everyone's spiritual desires to serve Radha and Krishna, and therefore everything is manifested for those pastimes to do that, taking everyone's desires into account. And here we're working under collective karma, including our own karma. So the illusory energy is taking everyone's desires into account under Krishna's direction and manifesting this material energy for us. Anything else? Yes.
In 12th chapter, Prabhupada is saying how non-devotees have no good qualities. So what about when you are just starting your spiritual life and you have to acquire some good deeds you have to perform in order to elevate yourself. So aren't those because of your good qualities, or is it just pure luck and in mercy of the devotees?
Well, whatever we're able to do in devotional service is not independently of whatever Krishna has manifested, the opportunities that Krishna's devotees have manifested for us. We just don't pop into devotional service. We do it in association with the devotees by Krishna's arrangement. Besides that, the Super Soul always has to help us, and he helps us if we're a sincere servant of his servants. So to think that we're acquiring any quality independently, that's called illusion. And the more we realize our dependency on Krishna and his devotees, then the more we become Krishna conscious. Krishna is not going to empower our false ego. He's going to empower our surrender to his devotees. Anything else? Thank you. Grantarai Srimad Bhagavad Gita Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Gaur Premanande.